Madam Chair.
On the context of Shara Avoda, and we compared it to the Mishnah at the end of Parak Dalet and Parak Yavon, so Al-Kof Ha'at Anona, which again seems to appeal to a rather base instinct. Doesn't seem to appeal to our most noble instincts. It seems to appeal to an instinct of self-preservation, of self-interest. Is that really what Torah is all about? So we explain, no, that's not what Torah is all about. But the context at what Madrega, a person is, what spiritual station he finds himself, and his need for something which will be mechayiv him 24 hours a day. So that's what underlies the Mishnah. But the Mishnah and the Berabachia are not, certainly not describing the ideal, or certainly not presuming to tell you what the goal or what the essence of Torah and Mitzvah are. So then, let's call it a question, but to flesh out what we were discussing, the following question was implicit in what we were saying. If it's true that both the Ben Abachia and the Mishnah, again, are not portraying the ideal, but rather are looking to impel, to be mechayev, someone who doesn't sense a strong Havotivis, which will motivate him in Shmiras HaMitzvos. So how does one account for the discrepancy between what Rabbein Abachya says and between what the Mishnah says? Because Rabbein Abachya doesn't say, he doesn't come out and say, Rabbein Abachya could have had Shah Yichud Hashem, and then he could have gone to Shah Avodas Elokim. And the Shah Avodas Elokim would be, Achresh in his Bara, B'shar HaKodim, Ofane Yichud Torah Hashem. So now, Dalecha, that Al-Kochacha Atanolah, Al-Kochacha Atachai V'chulim. And given again that Rabbeinu Bachi is not trying to introduce the ideal of Avodas Hashem. He's not trying to motivate us in Avodas Hashem, again, on a Madrego of Lashma. He's not portraying Avodas Hashem as an opportunity. He's portraying Avodas Hashem at this station only as an obligation. So what the Mishnah said in Pirkei Avos is better than what he says. Rabbeinu Bachya assumes, there's one answer to what Rabbeinu Bachya says. If a person wishes that he rather not be born, so then what Rabbeinu Bachya says is not going to move him. He's not going to be propelled by what Rabbeinu Bachya says. The whole thing is Hakara Satov. So he answers, I think my lot in life is miserable. So what are you telling me, Hakara Satov? The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos addresses everyone. B'chol Mokom u'b'chol Zman. Never mind what you think, never mind what you know. So besides the fact just that how do you reconcile the fact that Rabbeinu Bachya is saying differently from the Mishnah, given what each is setting out to do, the Mishnah does it a lot more successfully than Rabbeinu Bachya does. So I think that question, in light of our discussion last week, suggests itself. What's the answer? Clearly the question is not a terrible question. What's the answer? The answer is in Ma'al Machada, the low pligin. Ein Achanami. Rabbeinu Bachya doesn't disagree with the Mishnah. Rabbeinu Bachya doesn't disagree with the Mishnah. Of course. On one level, once a person has conviction in his belief in the Ribono Shel Olam, So you can appeal to him on the level of the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. And that's what the Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us. A universal language for someone who believes in the Ribono Shel Olam. Ben Abachya says, Ein Hachanami. But I think you can bring a person along a step further, and then you can appeal, still it will be appealing to a sense of obligation, still in our mashal, in our analogy, he'll still be so far away, the magnet is so far away that it doesn't sense natural attraction, but nevertheless, the Avodas Hashem will be one notch higher. And Ein Hachanami, you can't compare the Avodas Hashem, which would emanate from the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, to what would emanate from Rabbeinu Bachya's. It's one thing to feel totally mukach, to feel totally forced, and to observe mitzvahs only in that capacity, and it's certainly one level higher in Shmiras and Mitzvahs to observe mitzvahs out of Hakdaras HaTov. Neither is the idea. Both fall far of the ideal, but certainly what Rabbeinu Bachya says brings a person one step closer to the ideal. So ma'amachadu lo pligin. But there's more to it than that. And be'emes, now when you think back, so we read this explicitly in Mechalas Halavos, and we even discussed it, but I think that the point becomes even sharper in this context. What underlies the sequence of Shaar HaBchina and then Shaar HaVodas Hashem and Rabbeinu Bachya is the following conviction. That for the overwhelming majority of people, except for people who never have real Morei Nefesh, you can bring them along from that, from the level at which the Mishnah Pirkei Avos addresses them, to that higher level where Rabbeinu Bachya appeals based on the argument of Hakdaras HaTov. Now, let's understand what that means. I think one's first reaction to this whole foundation of Avodas Hashem being Hakdaras HaTov, how it seems very weak. Mesilas Yesharim already says, most people in life have a lot more tzaras than they do pleasure. For most people, life is very difficult. It's not a smooth ride. That being the case, Rabbeinu Bachya is, again, laying the foundation for Avodas Hashem in a sense of Hakdaras HaTov, is very difficult. Very difficult. And again, and it's not because he's trying, because he's telling you that's the ideal and the ideal is difficult. No. He's not even aiming for the ideal. So what Rabbeinu Bachya is saying is something very profound. Again, the sequence of Shaar Yichud Hashem, Shaar HaBchina, Shaar HaVodas Hashem presumes that a person basically has a positive attitude towards life. Why does he assume that? Why does Rabbeinu Bachya assume that? Again, in light of the Mesilas Yesharim's existential observation. So the answer is as follows. And again, Rabbeinu Bachya said it explicitly, almost. When we're unhappy, by and large, the reason for our unhappiness is that we're looking for the wrong things. We're not as rich as we want to be. We're not as respected as we want to be. We're not as popular as we want to be. We're not as handsome or pretty as we want to be. We're not a whole list of things. If a person's notion of simcha, if what would determine a person's attitude towards life would be proximity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would be measured spiritually rather than materially, if a person, instead of measuring his happiness by wealth or by how large his circle of friends is, would measure it by the fact that the Ribono Shel Olam gives us a pledge that Ima Anochi Betzor, that I'm with you at all times. So then we would have a very different attitude. Then all the things which loom so large, and which at times, when we place things on the scale, we get a negative balance, and therefore we have a pessimistic outlook on life, and therefore we can't respond to Rabbeinu Bachya's Hakaras HaTov. So Rabbeinu Bachya is telling you, it's good to be alive, not just because you can be rich, and because you can have fun, and you can have pleasure. Oh. It's good to be alive. You can learn Torah, and you can do mitzvahs, and you can be Oved Hashem, and a person, and again, let's talk on a very simple level, not on the ideal level, and you can earn yourself eternal reward. So if that's what a person were looking for, so then Rabbeinu Bachya is telling you, everyone, when you see how we're surrounded by the Chasdei Hashem, which is the theme of Shara Bechira, so you see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our constant companion. If you see that, so of course you're going to be motivated by HaKadosh HaTov. Of course you're going to be motivated by HaKadosh HaTov. No, maybe you haven't yet cultivated, maybe you haven't yet exposed that natural affinity and desire which the neshama has to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even rationally, before a person senses it and lives it and feels it, b'lev v'nefesh, even rationally, chai olam natav sochema, heima melim and onra melim. Even before a person reaches a madrega of lishma, he can understand that. So kum tois, in the sequence of Shah Yichud Hashem, followed by Shah Habchina, followed by Shah Avodas Elokim, is a very, very profound statement. That if you have your priorities straight, so then everyone who has his priorities straight is going to be happy. Is going to be happy. Because the greatest, what more could you ask for than to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu personally interested in you? Everyone, any psychologist will tell you, people need to feel loved. Children growing up need to sense it from their parents. Otherwise they won't grow up to be well-adjusted people. And even adults need it. Even adults need it. If you hear that someone you look up to takes an interest in you, so it warms. It gives you a lift. It uplifts you. Everyone knows that from personal experience. So if we stop and think for a minute, and that's what Rebbe Bachya tries to get you to do in Shabbat Tefillin. Stop and think that there's Hashkocha Pratis. The Ribbono Shel Olam takes a personal interest in each and every one of us. And Ki Eschem Ahavti Mikol Ha'am, it's even more true for Bnei Yisrael. So clearly that sense of happiness which we all get from human companionship, from human moral support, so that should be multiplied and magnified infinitely. So that's a very profound statement and conviction of Rabbeinu Bachya, that if only we prioritize correctly, so then we can all move one step beyond the mission pekeyachos. We can move one step beyond that mission pekeyachos, and true, we'll be far from the ideal. We'll be far from the ideal. Al menashe yiske l'chai olam haba is still a shalo l'shma. It's not l'shma. We'll still be far from l'shma, but our avodas Hashem will certainly be enriched above and beyond the level of the mission pekeyachos. So yeah, so there are times when a person, maybe such a ma'an nefesh, they're not totally rational, that you can only speak to him on the level of the mission pekeyachos. Ma'an machayot. So the mission pekeyachos is coming to tell you halacha l'maaseh in such a case. Ma'an machayot comes with Rebbeinu Bachya and says, but a person who's not such a ma'an nefesh, a person who's totally rational, and again, so rationally, without... The ideal is to feel it and to sense it. But even rationally, a person is certainly attracted and a person certainly understands that the ultimate bracha which he could have is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks out for him and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over him. And that's what Shaul HaBechina tries to illustrate. Anisecha Shebechol Yom Yimam. One of the two other short halachos in the Hakdama. One is just a question. I'm not really sure that. Rebbe Bachya describes when he contrasts the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed with the way people do chesed. So basically, Rebbe Bachya makes a very sweeping, skeptical generalization. People never do chesed altruistically. It's never altruistic. There's always self-interest involved. That's what it says. It says that a parent with a child, so it's really because the parent views the child as an extension of him or herself. He's doing chesed with himself. The eved with the adon is protecting an investment. The oni with the ashir, so the ashir is looking for reward in olam haba. And b'nei adon zem zeh, looking for kavod, they want to be honored at a dinner, so that's why they give tzedakah, he says. And the fifth category is when you feel bad. So again, you're doing it to assuage your own feelings. You're not doing it to assuage his. So I don't know. It's really true. People never do things the Shema. No, the Gemara we had it in Tzachim in the first parak. It sells it when Ashi Yechna B'ni, so he's a tzadikam or a tzadikam gemura. So apparently, that's a chiddush, right? Apparently there's a tzadikam, according to Rebbeinu Bachya, every tzadikam is that. Not necessarily a menashe yechna b'ni, but it's al menas that I should feel better, it's al menas that... According to him, everything is, it's not a chiddush, because there is no such thing as any other form of tzadikam or chesed. I don't know. So I don't know, tzarechi, if, I don't know, do we really, I don't know, enough said, I don't know. The other thing I wanted to comment on, because it appears here in the Psicha to the Shah of the Silkin, and this is something we've discussed in the past, Benavachi writes, if you have the Leiv Tov edition here, it's on Kuf Tzadi Hei. I commented this already in Shara Pchina, it reappears here, we'll just review for a moment. V'nistakel, fifth line, V'nistakel v'chalisho so'odu v'chasrono v'sha'eno magi al ha'shlemis. V'vo tzorko v'rishon, v'dovo sh'yemalei machsoro. V'nivchon rov tovos habor yizborach v'chasto alon ושבאוהו כמו שבאוהו מן החסון בעצמו והוא ראש וצורך על מה שיש באותה קונוסו ולא יגיע אליו כי אם ביגיע סנפשו וזה מחמלס הבורי אליו כדי שיקר את עצמו ויבחון בכל עניינו וידובק בעבוד הסחקר על כל פונים ויקבל על זה גמול העולם הבא שלא נבוא כמו שהקדמנו מן הדברים בשער השני מן הספר הזה. So again, we have this in Shah Bchina, as we've been about the cross-references. And Abachi gives us a tremendous insight into how we were created. He says, of all the Bali Chaim, man is the most dependent. Man is the most dependent. In his infancy and childhood, he's more dependent than animals are, comparatively. And throughout his life, he remains very, very vulnerable and very weak. So here, we usually, our perspective on this is usually, it's a klala that was so vulnerable, that was so weak. Ben Abachi tells us an important yisod. Ben Abachi tells us, no, it's a big bracha. That vulnerability, that sense of dependence, which any honest person has, is a tremendous bracha. Why? Because the most important thing that a person has to maintain in order to keep it, the momentum in his avodas Hashem is never to be masiach das from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Never to be masiach das. Never to get so caught up in his routine that he's masiach das from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says Rabbi Avachya, had we been created less vulnerable and more independent, so then the danger and the pitfall of Hesach Hadas from Shivisi Hashem L'Negi Samit would have been all the greater. It would have been so much easier for us to... When do you say, oh, Ribbono Shel Olam, when something hurts? When something hurts, then a person cries out. The more invulnerable and the more independent we would be, so the more and greater the danger would be that we would be Masiach Das. So says Rabbi Avachya, it's a tremendous chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are created with this vulnerability. I think we commented once, that's the pshat in certain brachas we have, such as the bracha of Asher Yotze. Bracha of Asher Yotze basically comments on what a delicate balance the human anatomy is. And how, if the slightest thing goes away, the slightest thing is amiss, so then, so why is that occasion for Hodah? So that's exactly what Ben Abachi's answer. It's occasion for Hodah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted, so instead of bemoaning our fate, we should give Shevach v'Hodah, which is exactly what the Chi of Bracha is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a constant reminder of how vulnerable we are, so that we'll always turn to Him. Now, the next Thursday, we'll begin the first couple of Brachim in the Shah.